The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Jared, just wrapping up on Wembley, you were tickled by the fact that our chairman took the trophy home.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I just thought, can you imagine, like, Harrison Burrows would just speaking about the dream he's had of, you know, of becoming a posh player and then to win the, you know, a cup for your boyhood team at Wembley. You think, right, let me get that trophy. I'll have a messy picture in the bed. And then, yeah, the owner comes down from upstairs, the royal box, right, straight up, whips it straight off him. Can't be doing that.
Yeah, but he's saying he had a rough couple of years, wasn't he? And do you know what I like the best is it was Barry Fry's birthday, and even he didn't get to take the trophy home with him. It's his train set. He pays the bills. He can do what he wants. It makes no odds to me whether he takes the trophy home. But I get your point, Jared. It's a bit, you know, it does seem a little bit kind of self-indulgent. But anyway, he's entitled to do that, isn't he?
I think Peter Burrow should have taken it home personally.
So do I. Do you know what? He is the unsung hero of this club. Absolutely, Peter Burrow should have done. Oh, I just quickly say, actually, before I do wrap up on Wembley, it's a shame Nathan's not on because he raised a point. As our kind of media go-to, just a quick one, there was some criticism levied towards the club that they didn't produce enough content on social media on the day, and it was it 50 minutes after the full-time whistle before anything was uploaded to any of the social media pages? Just in a summary, what's your view on that?
I've not really sort of looked into it or analysed or thought too much. I mean, it hadn't really crossed my mind until I saw it starting to become a debate. I thought the content they put up on Facebook in particular was quite good. It was regular. It was quite striking. I thought, you know, I didn't notice the delay, but that's probably because, as I said, I was trying to get two young kids out of the ground and then drive home. If they haven't been posting stuff through the day on, you know, Instagram and other channels, then and I don't really know why, whether their strategy was just focus hard on one. But you've got to be, you know, you get opportunities like this to grow your platforms very, very rarely. You've got to be on it across all of it. I mean, I've worked at Wembley a couple of times and, you know, it's not like you're in the first round away at Grimsby or, you know, an FA Cup tie away at Bromley or something. You know, you're going to have decent Wi-Fi. There's going to be backups. You know, you're going to test your plans. So, yeah, I saw there was a little bit about it. I saw that the content has been like Premier League standard. I wonder if they get paid like Premier League content producers as well. Possibly not. But, I think what I saw looked good. Probably wasn't enough of it from the accusations or across other platforms. But like I said, I've not really had the time to do a deep dive into it. But, yeah, you've got to go big on these occasions, haven't you? You don't get them very often.
If you are the Wi-Fi provider at Grimsby Town, they are Sam's own views and not that of the Yellow Block podcast. I'm sure you get adequate Wi-Fi in Grimsby Town. I'm not quite sure what you're...
Well, I think there's a McDonald's nearby Blundell Park, isn't there? You can probably get the free McDonald's Wi-Fi if all failed.
Is there, Jared? Is there a Mackey's near Blundell Park? I just got the finger, fair enough. It's all kicking off in the league then. Since we last recorded, I don't know who we've played or how many we've won, but it is tight at the top. It's gone from this is a foregone conclusion to maybe could we? We are recording post-Port Vale, pre-Oxford. However, by the time our dulcet tones make it into your ears, it's likely that that Oxford game has been and gone. And looking at our remaining fixtures, which at the time of recording is Oxford away, Fleetwood at home, Bristol Rovers away, Cheltenham away and Bolton at home. The Oxford away game, you have to say, they are sixth in the table, is probably the big one if we just park the Bolton game for a second. You'd have to say, Sam, Oxford away this Saturday is a must win. I think it is. And they're unbeaten in four.
Yeah, I mean, I think does it guarantee us definitely playoffs if we win? I think it might do. We're pretty much there anyway, right? Because I think Oxford and Lincoln have to play each other anyway. It's Bolton on the last game of the season. I really hope something's still riding on it, but you know, it's potentially the biggest game if that one's a dead rubber of the season that's remaining now. A couple of 4-0 wins as well. So they're really finding their stride. I mean, done 5-0 by Bolton a few weeks ago, so really weird that they sort of fell apart so badly then. So maybe that tells you when they come up against quality, they come unstuck a bit. So that's what I'm hoping for. But yeah, obviously Wednesday night, the fixtures, the results, it just opened that door a little bit more. I mean, Derby only have 3 games left now. Bolton have played one more than us, so we can now close that gap fully on Derby if we win our games in hand and be 1 point behind Bolton. So it's very, very enticing, and I just dearly hope that we can just kick that run on and keep going, because I think if we were to drop points against Oxford, even, you know, not thinking about the other results, they might drop points as well. But, you know, you're running out of games, aren't you? Yeah. If we start to drop points, that would be my concern.
I think so. I've just run through the 5 games that we've got there. Here's the other teams. Derby's, they've only got 3 games left now. Leighton Orient at home this weekend. Cambridge United at the Shabby the weekend after. We need Cambridge to do us a favour, ironically. And then they wrap up the season at home to Carlisle. If I'm honest, you look at them 3 fixtures now, probably 9 points. You can't really see them dropping points. Bolton have got Pompey at home this week. Huge game. Pompey could potentially be crowned champions at that one as well. They are then at home to Shrewsbury on Tuesday night before a home game against Port Vale the following weekend. And then obviously they end away at Posh at Lincoln Road. So 3 of the 4 games are at home against Pompey, Shrewsbury and Port Vale. The Pompey game is hard to predict, potentially might drop points there. However, we need them to drop at least 1 point prior to playing us, assuming we win all of our games. There's a lot of connotations, a lot of this, that's, maybes, ifs, buts, and so on and so forth. But if all 3 teams win their remaining games up until the last game of the season, so i.e. they've all played 45, Derby County will be 1 point ahead of Bolton will be 1 point ahead of both Posh and Derby. Goal difference is tight currently. Derby have a goal difference of plus 35, Bolton plus 33, Posh plus 30, but obviously we've got 2 games in hand over Derby. Potentially could go into that last game literally separated by a point and goal difference, which would make it a straight shootout between Posh and Bolton, irrespective of what happens to Derby in their last game of the season. There's a lot to take in there, Jared. But basically, we need to win every game between now and the end of the season and hope that one of the other two, i.e. Bolton, drop a point somewhere. Can you see it happening?
I think if we win every single game, every game we've got left, I think we would get that second spot. Because I think someone will slip up. Just looking at the table now, yes, so we've got 5 games left. I think if you win every single one, we would go up automatically.
But can we? Oxford away, Fleetwood at home, then 2 trips to the southwest, Bristol Rovers and Cheltenham. We'll include that southwest because it's close enough. And then Bolton. Can you win all of them?
Yeah, I think we're good enough. I certainly think we're good enough. But we've got form for choking a little bit, haven't we? So.
Well, yeah, but have we? We had last season. Have we this season? I don't know if we do.
Carlisle?
Yeah, but was that choking or was that just a bad day at the office? I don't know.
I think on the run in when you're slipping up, I think that is choking. I think it's slipping up against Carlisle at home and on the run in, it is. But we could have possibly learned a lesson from that. And I think it's possible. I've always said that second is still on the cards, even though, you know, you keep saying, oh, it's gone in January, Jared. No, it wasn't. Nonsense. So it's still on. I think it's possible. I just hope we do ourselves justice, give ourselves what we deserve, and at least take it to that Bolton game where if we beat them, then, you know, we'll be up. That'd be amazing. Although I'll be watching it on a phone somewhere else, so I'd be fuming. But yeah, let's hope we do it.
Why are you not going, Jared? You're a day tripper. You're part time glory.
Yeah, no. ice hockey all for the win. Fuck football.
As if you're choosing ice hockey. What the puck, Sam?
Listen, I don't get. At least I don't get people calling me out next to me because I'm not singing up the purse.
Well, you should sing. I kind of want to hear you sing. Can you give us, what's your favourite Peterborough song?
I'll never sing a posh van again, just to a posh song again, just to annoy that tit from Wembley.
No, I want to. Can you, look, host of the season's coming up.
One thing I did notice, right? So the people singing around me, good luck to them, all for singing and that. But there was, I could hear them talking, literally sat next to me. Oh yeah, this is a good game, isn't it? Why do they all do that stupid, like, out of tune noise, like singing your real voice, just singing your natural voice.
Singing your natural voice.
But why do they do the fake voice?
Yeah, but singing in your natural voice doesn't work for football in chat. I can imagine. Oh, when the part, it doesn't work.
I would respect that far more than to sing like you struggle with hearing.
I can say Catherine Jenkins has just walked onto this.
Yeah, it's my. I'm. What can I say? I'm a tenor.
I think it was like to go back because I think Jared might explode if we keep going on about Wembley at times. It was really, really encouraging, wasn't it, to see how professional we were against Port Vale.
Let me stop you there, Sam. I was about to say
what you're about to say, but go on.
Port Vale are, I mean, both, obviously I know I've talked about the Port Vale away game a few times because that was one of the worst evenings of my life, that away trip to Port Vale. And it was no better this week. Port Vale are possibly the worst footballing team I have ever seen.
You've got to credit Posh. Carlisle, horrendous football team to watch. Awful. And we slipped up against them. So to make sure
they have more about them than Vale. Honestly, genuinely, you could blindfold me and take out one of my kneecaps and I could beat Port Vale based on what.
That's another thing I don't like about Wembley, because there was people next to me. I could have finished that. No, you couldn't. You're 26 stone. You couldn't have finished it. So you're doing the same thing there.
Just get on and finish your pie rather than the football.
Exactly, yeah. And sing, you bastard, sing.
My second part was going to be, but Port Vale were probably the perfect opponent.
Probably about it, Sam. They're garbage. Absolutely, they deserve to be liquefied. All of them, literally, not liquidated, liquefied. After this. It's been a horrendous two matches against them. Boring and just awful. We should have won both games about 12-0. It was just horrendous.
Better match than Wembley, Wicker. That was a seriously boring 90 minutes. Like, horrific.
Yeah, but Port Vale.
I can't have been the only one last night who was sort of paying more attention to the Wickham Derby game by the last 15 minutes and desperately hoping that Wickham held out. I think everyone was probably in that space, weren't they? That from 75 minutes on, it was focused on Adams Park instead.
But can it be done? Can you see us winning every single game and slipping through that door?
I suppose it's whether we need to win every single game, knowing we're going to play Bolton. I think, obviously, it's massive this weekend, isn't it? Because Bolton have Portsmouth. And if Portsmouth can do the job there, it's kind of like a free hit for us. Because Derby have gone massively, massively off the boil since Gale got injured. I think it's one win in four for them. I think they failed to score in two of them. Northampton, they lost two. And then, obviously, Wickham last night. Not even a single shot on target against Wickham last night. I mean, that is shameful when you're in the position you're in. You're the club, you know, you've had that good a season, you're that obviously that good a team, and you don't even create. I mean, I know it could be a shot that was on target and then was blocked, right? I get that. You know, I've not seen it, you know, because I was watching Posh, but could have thrown bodies on the line. But if I was a Derby fan, I would absolutely be looking over both shoulders at the moment, at both Bolton and Posh. And yeah, I've got the tickets for the Bolton game because I know you're still thinking it's a dead rubber, Tim. Jared doesn't and is therefore annoyed that he's maybe double booked. And I was just like, I'm not taking the risk. I'm at that game. If it's a dead rubber, it's a dead rubber. It's still a chance to watch my club. But if it's not, you know, I'm not missing that because there's going to be something in it.
Do you know what's really odd is like, I won't buy the tickets for the Bolton game yet because I think it's a dead rubber. However, I have today bought tickets for both Bristol Rovers and Cheltenham away. So my logic
you're
somewhere
saying you think we're going to lose to Cheltenham or something.
No, I don't know. My logic somewhere is thought, no, genuinely, it's worked out really well. I'm in Bristol for 5 days from Saturday the 20th until Wednesday the 24th. And we just happened to play Bristol Rovers and then Cheltenham on the Tuesday night. So it's worked out lovely for me. I am also toying with Oxford away this weekend. Yeah, for some reason, I feel like the Bolton game won't be worth anything. It's a very strange logic. I can't see us winning all five. I don't know which one we lose. Oxford is tough. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we beat Oxford and then we do lose to Cheltenham. It's the kind of thing that Posh would do, isn't it? I think it's that kind of once bitten type scenario. And don't forget, Cheltenham need a win from somewhere. They are in the relegation zone, but they can claw their way out with a win. So they've got a lot to play for. You could argue so did Port Vale, who came and just didn't bother turning up. So maybe that logic is flawed as well. But yeah, I don't know. I feel, can we win all five? I wish, like I say, people listening to this now will know the Oxford result. Please tell us. I wish they could tell us now because I so badly want to know how the Oxford game plays out. This weekend is massive. Like you said, Sam, Pompey go to Bolton. And we're away at Oxford, which is a tough, tough game any time, but certainly at the minute, as they seem to have found some form. I don't know. What's your heart telling you at this moment? Did Posh go up automatics?
Well, I'm going to jump into the future and tell you the result of the Oxford game.
Go on.
It's Oxford United 1, Peterborough United 3.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's answered that for you. Do I think we'll go?
Imagine if it was now. How creepy that would be, like.
I'm not a medium, I'm a 3XL. I think it would be. I always believe, and I think it's possible, and I could see us doing it. But now, if I had to put money on it, I think it will be playoffs for us.
Sam?
Yeah, gut probably. I'd love it. I'd love us to do it, and I still think there is a chance. But I think I'm sort of in my head. I'm getting ready for the playoffs, getting those dates booked, and just in case, because that probably is where it will go. But I think I still think we can. I think we can do it.
You know how I've been saying, oh, it's a foregone conclusion. It's done in January and all this kind of stuff. I feel a little bit different after the Wickham derby game this week. I think Derby, like you said, Sam, I don't, as much as they're running is, you'd have to say, easy on paper. I think they'll drop points. I could see them dropping points to Leighton Orient. I don't know. I think Bolton are the ones that we need to watch, and Bolton play Pompey this weekend. So it's lining up, you know. I don't know. I mean, if we were
destined, Tim, to play Bolton on the final game of the season. Yeah. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking more at Bolton being the ones rather than Derby.
It's weird, isn't it? Because Derby and Bolton fans are only looking at each other. It feels like everyone's discounted Posh. I don't quite understand why that is. Because, like I said, if everyone wins their remaining games up to the last day, we're level with Derby and only 1 point off Bolton. I'm not quite sure why other fans are writing us off, but that could be to our detriment. I suppose a natural question is, if we do make the playoffs, does our Wembley experience of last week put us in a good position? Does it put us in an advantage, do you think? Jared, you're nodding.
Yeah, definitely. Of course it does. The thing about League One players playing at Wembley, it's a rare occasion, isn't it? You could only, and credit to the club, I think, I don't know if you saw any of the content where the players got to Wembley and all the club crest was everywhere. Images were all over the change room. And to get that, you have to pay 10 grand to make it happen, apparently. Really? So Wickham decided against it and Posh went for it. And I'm glad they did because it just adds that little bit more to the day. So, no, it's taking it all in. It's a massive stage. Like you said, Tim, it's one of the best places to play football. And as fans are all sat there, well, we could sit and not be told to stand, just look around and take it all in. So for the players are naturally going to do that as well. So now we've got that experience under our belt and that big game pressure, although the playoffs are a totally different ball game in regards to pressure. I think that will definitely give us a head start without a shadow of a doubt.
And that's good.
Last year's experience.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It does give you an advantage. And the playoffs could change a lot between now and the end, Sam. Realistically, you'd say Bolton and Posh are pretty much almost guaranteed. I think, by like you said, after this weekend, we can be mathematically guaranteed. Barnsley, are struggling. They're really stuttering, but they are still 6 points clear of seven. So you'd like to think maybe Barnsley will make it, but they are proper limping over the line. But then you've got Oxford, Lincoln, Blackpool and Stevenage, the four teams that could potentially take up that last spot. Lincoln obviously are the favourites because they are unbeatable. Unbeatable at the minute. They just can't stop winning. Do you fancy us in the playoffs? Assuming we finish fourth where we are now, probably be Barnsley, you would say, but obviously that could all change. We're talking hypotheticals. There's still five games left for us, but are you fancying the playoffs?
I am finding it hard to think and talk about the playoffs because I still, I know this is quite pathetic, but I'm sure some of you are there with me. I still cannot get over the fact we didn't make it to Wembley last year.
There's no guarantees, is there? That's the problem.
I've spent a bit of time on Twitter this weekend, and I've really, really tried to come off it the last year and be more absorbed in actual life rather than social media. And I'm just scrolling through to sort of see if I'd actually managed to achieve that. And so it didn't take me that long to get back to May last year. And I was just looking at my posts after the first leg and thinking, God, you silly bastard, you were too happy and too thinking you were going to get there. And I know all of us were there. So I really struggle to think about that and talk about the playoffs. But yes, it does look like it will be Barnsley. Obviously, if we're fourth, we would play, I think, on the Saturday night away, wouldn't we, at Barnsley? And then it'd be midweek, would be at home. I think that's right, isn't it? It's Friday and Saturday, the first legs, and that's when sixth and fifth are at home. And then it's sort of like the Tuesday and Wednesday, I think. So, that sort of week is sidelined. But it does look like it'll be Barnsley. I don't think Oxford and Lincoln would necessarily catch them. As I say, they've still got to play each other. Barnsley have got Portsmouth coming up. So if Portsmouth have won the league after beating Bolton on the weekend, then, you know, Portsmouth will probably rest a few. You see it at all levels, don't you? As soon as someone wins a title or gets promoted, they just start losing games again. Yeah. But hey, look, we might finish there because we might not quite make it to the last day of the season, or we might even still go up.
Yeah, I think the difference between... I understand what you mean about being burnt last season and the trauma that leaves, but like, I think it's a bit different. You know, we snuck in last game of the season. This season we're there. We're going to have cemented it three or four games in advance of the playoffs. We would be one of the favourites, whereas last year we very much weren't. We were very much the underdogs against Sheffield Wednesday. So it does feel a little bit different. I think a lot of it's going to depend on April and how we finish these next few games. If we finish these games strongly, then you'd have to say that we can give anyone a match. And if we get to Wembley with our record there now, you'd like to think that we could win. It could be an incredible season. To think back to the summer where we thought we were probably going to be mid-table, and then potentially we could be looking at two Wembley trips, Jared, and all being well, promotion as well. If that happens, it would be an incredible season. But I got asked by TalkSport earlier, if we don't go up for whatever reason, we, you know, go out of the playoffs, is it still a successful season because we won the BDSM trophy?
I think it would be, yeah. We've, like you say, I think all of our predictions were mid-table. So it's progress, isn't it? I think the way we've played football this year has been really good to watch. Won a trophy, so you can't say it's a failure. Either way, we're going to come very close to promotion. We're going to be in the playoffs, so, you know, we'll probably miss out in second on the last day or something like that. So we're going to be close. So, no, it wouldn't be a failure. And I think to suggest it would be a little harsh.
Is that the same for you, Sam? Do you share that?
Definitely. You only have to look at the fan predictions, everything that was going on off the field. It's all still not sorted. All
picture the scene. All of your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The environment under which Darren was working. I think he's had an outstanding season, possibly one of his best as posh managers. Comparable seasons, obviously, when we go up. I know in 2014, we had a very, very similar season to what we're having now. Although then I think we finished... Did we finish sixth that season, I think, and played Leighton Orient, who were third, and obviously didn't make it to Wembley, but won the trophy. So yeah, I think he's had a phenomenal season. The players have shown real resolve. Going back to what we were saying about choking, there were so many games last season where we did. I still think about the Cambridge game where we went there and just did not turn up at all away from home so late in the season. And we just have a bit more about us this year, I think. So yeah, I know you were quite sceptical, Tim, weren't you, at Fergie being shortlisted for one of the Manager of the Month awards. And I could kind of see what you were getting at, but I think, you know, you do have to think about what we're all thinking. I'm not saying they went into this level of research before doing the shortlisting, like going back and looking at the fan predictions en masse from August or before. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think, you know, in our own little bubble of posh, I think Darren has had a phenomenal season as manager.
Yeah, it was. So this is actually, we haven't talked about this just briefly. The three end of season awards, we've got a nomination in all categories. Darren Ferguson's been nominated for Manager of the Month, which is the one, Manager of the Season, sorry, which is the one that I don't get. I feel like there are three men much better options than Darren at the moment. Don't get me wrong, he's done great, but there's certainly better managers. Harrison Burrows for Player of the Season. Well, hasn't he just proved that to be correct? I know a lot of fans from other teams were doubting that, but over the last week or so, he's validated his position there. And then Ronnie Edwards has made it into the Young Player of the Season. So only three nominations in each category, and Posh have a representative in each of those three categories. That's quite an incredible achievement. And then, of course, we will find out the Team of the Season at the end of season awards. Just wrapping up, because Danny's been super busy, the Prediction League is kind of... Let's start at death, if I'm honest. But just collectively between the three of us, I'm not going to do every single game that we've got left between now and the end of the season. But let's just do the key ones and see what it does to the table. Jared, Bolton, Shrewsbury.
Bolton win.
Yeah, I need a score though.
What does it matter? It's 3 points.
Goal difference is why it matters.
Oh sorry. I would go 2-0 Bolton.
These are the postponed games working forward, Sam. So Oxford, Lincoln.
This is going to make our pod about 2 hours, isn't it? 2-2.
I promise it won't take long. Pompey, Barnsley, Dan. Jared, sorry.
3-0, Pompey.
And then the big one from that game week, Sam, Cheltenham, Posh.
3-0, Posh.
3-0, Posh. Okay. I promise this is worth it. It will be worth it. Posh, Fleetwood, Jared.
Is that at Posh?
Yeah, it's at London Road.
Yeah. 2-1 Posh.
Okie dokie. Coming into the last three game weeks then. Pompey, Portsmouth, Jared. Sam, sorry.
Pompey, Portsmouth.
Again, Pompey, Portsmouth this weekend. Pompey, Bolton, Portsmouth this weekend.
where is it? Sorry, is it a Bolton?
It's
or
at Bolton, yeah. It's at the Tough Sheet.
I'm going to say what I really hope will happen, and it's 8-0 to Portsmouth. 2-0 to Portsmouth.
Derby, Leighton Orient, Jared.
1-1.
Barnsley, Reading, Sam.
Barnsley, Reading will be 1-1.
Ooh, interesting. Oxford, Posh, Jared. Oh, you already said 3-1 Posh, yeah. Didn't you? You sticking with that?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Penultimate match day then. Oxford Stevenage, Sam.
Oxford Stevenage. Oxford Stevenage can't score, can they? They did the other night. So I will say 3-0 to Oxford.
Ooh, interesting. Bolton Vale, Jared.
3-0 Bolton.
Bristol Rovers, Posh.
Yeah, I was going to go for a draw then, just to throw in some spice. Should we say 1-1?
Yeah.
1-1. Okay, fair enough. Interesting. Wrapping up that game week, Cambridge United, Derby, Jared.
2-1 Derby.
Need Cambridge to do us a favour. Okie dokie. Last game week then. Now, I've just calculated the table, so I can see how it stands as such. I won't tell you at the moment. Last game week, Derby against Carlisle. I can't remember whose turn it was.
Hey, Sam's turn.
Derby will win it 1-0.
Which means, Jared, you get Exeter against Oxford.
2-1 Exeter.
Barnsley, Northampton, Sam.
2-1 Barnsley.
And then Jared just jumping back, because I forgot Barnsley from the previous game week. Blackpool Barnsley from the week before.
1-1.
1-1. Interesting. Okay. Which takes us on to Stevenage Cheltenham. No, it doesn't. No, ignore that. It takes us on to Peterborough United Bolton Wanderers.
Should we go together on this, Sam?
Go on.
How, what, say it at the same time or like
I'll quickly text you. No, I think it'd be cagey. I think both teams won't really want to go too hard on it. I think, unfortunately, I think it'd be 1-1. What do you think?
It's fine. So you're getting like, I don't mind. Like, I think you're right. I think it will be cagey. I was going to say we'll win, but that's probably because I feel bad because I said we'd draw at Bristol Rovers.
Yeah,
or Brovers. Yeah.
So let me give you the outcome of both of those predictions. So if it finishes,
I'll say a draw. Sam says a win.
So if it finishes a draw, based on the predictions that you guys have just given me there, obviously Pompey win. Derby go up in second with 90 points. Posh finish third with 88 points. Bolton finished fourth with 88 points. Posh and Bolton are separated only by goals scored. We would have the exact same goal difference. If we win 2-1 on that last game, like you predicted, Sam, Posh go up. Wait, check this out. This is how tight this league is. Posh go up in second, right? Derby go up in third. And in both cases, it's...
What?
They can't go up in...
Sorry, Derby finishing third. Derby finishing third. I beg your pardon. So
I wonder who goes up from this league. Pompey and Portsmouth.
But hold on. Check this out. If that happens, then it's both teams have played 46, won 27, drawn 9, lost 10, and both teams have a goal difference of 37. Posh would go up because they've scored 91. Derby have only scored 76.
Oh, shit. Imagine. Oh, please play out like that.
Yeah, please be like that.
Based on those predictions there, you've got two completely different outcomes. That is how tight the end of...
Why can I see this being replayed? Danny putting this clip out on social media once that happens. And we're all lauded as geniuses.
We'll have the Titanic music underneath.
Yeah.
However, I think what it does show is that even with a draw away at Bristol Rovers, it can still be done. Because
as long as we beat Bolton.
As long as we beat Bolton, of course. But the point is we can afford to drop a couple of points somewhere based on the predictions that you guys have just done. Interestingly, Barnsley and Oxford made up the playoffs based on your predictions there. So it would be Derby against Oxford, Bolton against Barnsley, assuming we beat Bolton.
I'm excited now.
It's tight, isn't it? Isn't it tight? Wasn't that a fun activity for
Jared
us to do?
Cancelling his hotel in the morning and getting...
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
I've got to be honest, looking at it like that, I can't see many outcomes now where that game against Bolton at the end of the season isn't worth something. I can't, unless we lose a couple now, I can't see how that's anything other than a massive game. So get your tickets. I'm going to say
tickets will sell out. When this pod drops, there'll be no tickets left within 10 minutes. That's, you know, how many amazing thousands of listeners we have.
Isn't it just? What a fun little activity that was. Anything else that you lads would like to cover?
No, it's bedtime now.
Bedtime. There was just
one AOB from me, Tim. Just very quickly, look kind of posh interest. Look at Doncaster.
Hold on! Oh, I literally just messaged my friend about this earlier on. They are unbeatable because my message to my friend was, "Do you think they can make the playoffs now? 18 points out of 18 in the last 5 games for Grant McCann's team.
You can't get 18 points from 5 games, Tim."
Well, they've got 18 points out of 18 points, whatever that works out game-wise. I don't know, what's that? Six games. It's late.
You really are relaxed after your massage, aren't you?
I can't even find them in the league table. Where are they?
So they were rock bottom, and now they're knocking on the door of the playoffs. Grant McCann has done wonders over the last couple of months at Doncaster.
Well, I mean, he's been there all season, so, you know, they were doing... He was massively underperforming at the start, but he's turned it around. And, yeah, just want to keep an eye across Posh fans. I mean, I know Grant McCann will probably be our manager in 2.5 years' time again, so always
hold
good
up,
to keep
are they in League Two?
Yeah, they're in League Two.
I'm searching the League One table. I can't...
Jared Farmer, ladies and gentlemen, three-time host of the season.
Yeah, they're on the chart.
That's coming up again, isn't it?
Yeah, although that's reliant on Danny... doing stuff, so might not happen. Yeah,
probably won't happen.
It's a fair point. Fair point, though, Sam. He's on absolute fire. They are the informed team in League Two. Not that anyone cares, but no, my friend thinks that they're 3 or 4 games too short in terms of being able to make the playoffs now. But we'll see. Potentially could see Doncaster Rovers at Wembley, which would be...
Who cares? Move on.
Because it's Greg McCann. That's why we care.
Who's the fuck?
Like Sam said, he's our manager next season when we bottom of the championship and we sack Darren and Grant comes in. That's how it that's how it works. You're talking to host of the season. The only other little AOB that I just had was the risk of doing a Jurgen Klopp.
All right, just quickly, what's AOB?
Any other business?
Right, okay, go on.
No, you've ruined the moment now.
Sorry, music player. Oh, this is where the yoga mat was going to come in.
No, I generally don't have a joke. No, so obviously as a pod, we've struggled a little bit over these last few weeks getting shows powered up. But this season will be my last with the Yellow Block. I don't know yet what the plans are going forward in terms of going into the next season. And should you guys continue it, I will absolutely try and make appearances every now and again when I can. But from this summer onwards, I unfortunately will be relenquishing my position at the Yellow Block.
Jared, by the way, Sam's reaction is like someone very close to him just croaked. He's looks absolutely distraught.
I'm just trying to read the room a bit to see if this is a Tim joke or not.
No, I don't want to be all like Jurgen Klopp and like, you know, nobody really cares. But I obviously haven't let you guys know. I felt like it was appropriate to let you know. I've absolutely loved every second of what we've done. This is episode 201. It's amazing. And obviously, you know, I'm here till the end of the season. It's not done yet. But yeah, I won't be here beyond the summer.
I told you he looked fed up, Sam.
Where are you going to? The Hard Truth?
Could you imagine? I can't think of anyone they would have least than me. No, I've been offered a full-time slot on Talk Sports, so I'm going for that one. No, I haven't.
Is he being legit? Really? You're calling it a day?
I am calling it a day, yeah. I love what we do. I really, really do. But as we found over the last couple of weeks, it's becoming harder and harder for me to manage shift work around the pod and around recording, and it needs people that are continuously motivated and able to do it, which unfortunately I'm not able to do. And I still have a real issue with the hierarchy at the club, and I find I'll get tired of myself saying the same thing over and over and over again. So I know it's boring for the listeners. So I feel like a fresh voice.
Let's give Tim a sympathy vote for host of the season.
No, I'd love to end on host of the season. I won't lie. I'll take that. But ultimately, you'll still have one more than me.
Yeah, well, I'm leaving as well, so if anyone wants to vote...
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck. Yeah, Jaredu. but anyway, it's not the end of the road now. We've got many episodes planned between now and the end of the season. Maybe we'll manage one of them, I don't know. We need to try and make sure these last few weeks of the season we're recording regularly, because there is a lot happening. And as we've just proved with our little prediction table there, a lot can change between now and the end of the season. So, yeah.
Well, definitely. That will be a great shame if that happens, Tim. You've been absolutely superb, especially this season. I think the live show you did was genuinely, like, without sucking you off too much, I think it was superb. It was brilliant. I mean, you had me and Sam. I think we lost an eyeball.
It really
was brilliant. And yeah, we're gonna need to find a host, Sam, because I loved when Tim come and took that off me.
Yes, I mean, Sam, you're the obvious candidate.
I mean, it's a fair point. At the time, I mean, for me, like, obviously I was a part of it at the start, but nowadays I literally just turn the computer on and do this for an hour and a half, where I know with Tim, you put a lot more effort in than that, and certainly Danny, and it is difficult to churn it out regularly, so hopefully we'll be able to. Obviously, that's a massive blow, you leaving. So hopefully next season we will be able to continue.
Miss Sam, you are the obvious choice, I feel. I mean, we could do an interview, Jared and I, at the moment. Sam, thank you for attending this interview. Would have appreciated if you'd maybe worn a shirt and a tie, but I guess you didn't know it was coming. Where do you see the future of the Yellow Block podcast?
Well, with you in it, Tim, hopefully as a contributor in some way. No, but like what Jared said, I mean, I've only been on it like, you know, this season, but you really do stick it
and
together.
And it's died in that time, Sam. I'm not sure what you
keep it all going and, you know, you and Danny between you. I mean, Danny isn't even a Posh fan, for God's sake. And puts, you know, you put a lot of love and time into it. So hopefully, you know, we'll still see you from time to time, but yeah, I think it'd be good. It is a lot. I think obviously we have kids as well, don't we? But we are fans, and hopefully there are other fans as well that can come on board and join, because it is just fun just talking about your club sometimes, isn't it? Even if it's painful and excruciating at times, and you feel like you're saying the same things. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear that news, Tim. That's that is a blow.
No, don't be. I should still be, you know, the pod's biggest fan, that's for sure. And yeah, I'd certainly come on as and when I'm able to, if you guys will have me. But I'm proud of the Yellow Block. I mean, like I say, over 200 appearances now. The only podcast that's lasted, even the club's official podcast, managed like two or three episodes.
I can get you. Has someone got a remote control car?
No, I just sniffed the mic. That's why.
Is there any like particular reason, Tim? Is it time? Kind of thing with, as you say, with work, or are you just not finding you a bit apathetic towards Posh or the pod or anything? Or
no, I think, I mean, work is an issue. I finish my like research secondment in the summer, so I go back to full-time shift work, which creates challenges in itself. But yeah, I find myself frustrated at having to make the same points about Dara and the club over and over and over again. I feel like it's boring for the listeners just to listen to me making the same points. And obviously this season I've tried to be a little bit more removed from my own opinion and kind of just use yours, like you guys, as much as I can.
Is that something you just feel, or someone said something and it's got to you?
No, not really. I'm not really on social media, so I don't really pay attention to what anyone's saying. It's just I'm conscious of the fact that I'm saying the same thing over and over again, and it must just be boring for the listeners, like, yeah, Tim moaning about Dara again, like, what's new?
See, I disagree. I think you had you often level the weighing scales out, so to speak, which is what a pod needs. But yeah, that's not me just trying to claw you back. You obviously got your own reasons for wanting to pack up, and hopefully, I don't know, over the summer you change your mind and you can stay with us. I mean, for me, it's... Obviously, my involvement has become less. I've always been able to say that I could record once a week. I can commit to that. But for me, it's obviously I've run one business and then heavily involved in another. So my time is very limited. But it's something I want to continue. You know, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy having a chat. But having the editing side of it, obviously Danny does, and the building of the show, i.e. script and everything else, is normally done by you, Tim. So yeah, that's the stuff that, you know, I would certainly struggle with. I mean, I could host again. I just have to learn to read again. I'll get my Biff Chip and Kipper books out.
Yeah.
I've been reading them. My daughter's got them for school at the moment. I think of you every time, Jared.
It's the same.
I mean, like, I stopped, I absolutely get where you come from, Tim, because I sort of stopped doing all the commentary and the BBC stuff because it was just too much. Because, you know, people think, oh, it must be amazing doing the commentary, and it was, and like that buzz, like especially from 2 o'clock on a Saturday through until the end of the game, like you get pumped like nothing else really. It does feel like you're, you know, almost walking out on the pitch as well. But what people didn't see is the 7 hours of weeknight working to get everything in place, to get everything written down, to get it all researched, get it all memorized.
Did you work there full time, Sam, BBC Games?
I did until 2019. So I did two seasons, or like, well, season and a half as the commentator. But even when I was full time at BBC, they wouldn't let me be full time on sport. I had to do news shifts in the week. So all the preparation, I had one day of prep for two games. So like most of it was done in evenings and weekends in my own time. And then obviously, yeah, my oldest was born, and then I moved into the NHS, and I was doing it for like two seasons on as a 6 day a week thing and Tuesday evenings. And I would, you know, if it was anything else, you just wouldn't keep going for that long. You do, because it's your club and it's Posh and you get to do something amazing. But just, you quickly realize, don't you, that there's just more to it. And like, my kids are everything, and just, you just can't commit that time and that energy. Because I do get a bit sad, like, when I see what the club have... I'm still pissed off about the decision with the BBC and not, like the promo of the game at the weekend when it was like, oh, you can get your match passes for £10. Like, oh, so if you can't afford to come to Wembley, pay us instead, just a little bit less, and you can listen to it. That really still doesn't sit well with me, and it's why I've been a bit more, like, standoff with Posh this season. But, yeah, I do get sad when they're, like, what, they're doing the games, and, oh, I miss doing that and stuff. But then I think, I've had no time and energy, and... So I get Tim, but even sometimes with the pod, it's like, oh, I've got so many other jobs to be doing. But, you know, it's good to chat to you guys and see you all and stuff as well as
doing it. I think it's hard. You have to find that happy medium in life, don't you? And that's, without going too deep, this podcast for me has always been that. Through, like, I've had some really, really rough times, certainly like 2019-20, where this was my structure to my week, if you like, for many different reasons. So it's always been that one mainstay what I've done. So that's why I've always wanted to continue doing it, because it's just that something's a little bit different from, you know, your work life, isn't it?
And not to completely, like, piss on what a serious point you were making there, Jared, but, you know, you had a really tough time. Did you get to take the EFL trophy home with you?
That could have been worse, though. Could have been a rough 8 years, but we won't go into that.
No, I think you summarize it perfectly there, Sam. I've got a bit apathetic with the club, I think is what it is. Like, I'm still, literally, I'd say after Bristol and Cheltenham, I'm still supporting the club. I'm still following the club intently, but I need to go back to just being a fan, because I get so fed up with Dara and the whole situation around the management of the club. And obviously talking about it week in, week out on the pod, it just gets me more frustrated. Whereas if I'm just a fan, I can just bury my head in the sand a little bit to how Dara's running the club, if you see what I mean. So I think maybe that's part of it as well, perhaps. Thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of The Yellow Block. I can't remember the outro because I haven't got it in front of me, but
you can find us. Forgot about us, Sam. It's unbelievable.
You can find us on all the socials, I believe. Whether or not we post anything on there, I don't know. We'll be back to record after the pre-season friendlies for next season. That'll be our next recording episode. No, we will try and be more regular. So maybe we can aim for post Fleetwood next week, which is a good weekend. In any case, whatever you do, check us out on the socials and have the posh.
That was such a cool joke, Tim, about leaving. Honestly, you're so funny. So come on, the yoga mat. When's that going to drop?
That wasn't a joke. It genuinely is to help with the sound, because I'm fed up of listening back. And, like, you guys,
all, I don't know. I was expecting. I don't know. You'd like, oh, and I'm taking up yoga and do a handstand or something.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.